Many of us have Christmas traditions. At this college, there's a Christmas tradition that has raised money for these students and this campus closing in on a century now. The story is this edition on the American Countryside.
It's an agronomic deep dive straight from the farm. Introducing Farming the Countryside, a new podcast from Andrew McCray.
Join me each week for a farmer-to-farmer conversation focusing on best practices to boost yields. We'll find out what's working and what's not in fields across farm country.
Ryan, was last year one of the first years that you used the micronutrient?
It was. I had bought a farm that was pretty poor, and I thought it would help to build up some yields on that farm.
Farming the Countryside with Andrew McCray is available wherever you access your favorite podcast, including iTunes, Google Play, and the new AgriTalk app.
Machinery Pete's having a huge year-end unreserved online dealer auction in conjunction with Big Iron. Visit machinerypete.com/auction to start bidding now. Find that piece of equipment you've been looking for, get yourself a great deal, and buy it before year-end. Go to machinerypete.com/auction to see what's for sale. Every piece of equipment sells absolute. Items are open for bidding now and close December 27th. Go to machinerypete.com/auction. Unreserved, lien free, no buyer fees. Start bidding now at machinerypete.com/auction.
It's a tradition that dates back several decades here at the College of the Ozarks, just south of Branson.
It goes back to the 1930s, and so the original president of the college had the idea to start making fruitcakes. And at first, it wasn't really an idea that a lot of people thought would take off.
Jenna Carey is a student at the college studying music education. The college president began the venture selling fruitcakes as a way to raise money for the campus. The business grew from there.
Up until the 1950s, we had only done fruitcake, and then in the 50s, we added jelly and preserves and apple butter. And apple butter is definitely one of our campus favorites.
The college has a farm that offers agricultural degrees. Some of the products from that farm are made into more delicious items here in the kitchen and bakery on campus.
We also make all the ice cream that's sent up to the Keter Center Creamery. We hand mix our bases and all the milks from the dairy on campus. We make around 200 gallons a week up for there, and so we're constantly busy doing different things.
Many of the products are also offered at the Keter Center, the fine dining restaurant on campus that attracts many visitors. But one thing that makes this college and this food unique is the people who create it. The students themselves.
Every student that attends here at College of the Ozarks works 15 hours a week along with their 15 to 18 credit hours during the semester, and that pays for tuition. So every student graduates debt-free after 4 years, and so none of us can take out any student loans.
Some students work 40-hour weeks during the summer to pay for their room and board as well.
By working 12 months year-round, we don't have to pay anything out of pocket for this college.
We've yet to spend much time talking about those fruitcakes, though, a holiday tradition from the 1930s that keeps these students busy in the bakery and helps offset the cost of education. That's next time as we travel the countryside. In Point Lookout, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.